Hello, this is Dave Jeffrey welcoming you once again to Optimal Life. It's brought to you on the RPH Network, produced in the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. In today's program, we're going to check what the election means to us older ones. Not always good for retirees. And do you have all your superannuation? Well, the government's got $4 billion of it, so we better check. Oh, and something that concerns me, weight loss for us older ones. However, you've got to be careful. And maybe the perfect gift, it keeps growing. Good idea to have a pen and paper with you because we'll give you some interesting websites and phone numbers throughout the program. Okay, with me in the studio today is Virginia Collins. Hello, Virginia.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be back.
Good on you. Welcome to the program. And now, when you say great to be back, you've been travelling a little lately, haven't you?
I have. I've done a little trip to Europe and I've done a little trip to the Great Barrier Reef, which is wonderful.
Oh, nice part of the world,
yes. Despite what David Attenborough says about the loss of the reef, it's still growing. It's still gorgeous.
I know you went to Italy.
I did. Went to Italy and I ate a lot of pasta, so the weight loss article is going to be very useful.
Well, you're looking good, but I'm looking forward to that weight loss. Okay, what have we got first up today?
Well, first up today, I thought because it is July and lots of people celebrate Christmas in July.
Right.
And it was your son's birthday and my son's birthday in July.
Mm-hmm.
So the gifts that keep growing. Not that either of our sons would probably want to grow gifts, but nevertheless. So this is taken from the Wentworth Courier in December of last year, and it's gift that keeps growing. The gift of a plant is always welcome, lasts a long time, and gives a receiver the chance to enjoy the experience of planting it out and watching it grow. Herbs are an inexpensive, thoughtful present and look even better if you personalise them by planting them into small terracotta pots with a simple ribbon. Encourage the recipient to plant them out in the garden so they are the gift that keep giving. If they harvest them to cook with, it will keep the plant dense and hopefully you'll get a free meal out of it. Or succulents, a great gift for those without a green thumb. They suit well-lit indoor spaces as well as out in the garden, and most people will have space for a small succulent. They need to be watered once a week in summer and once every 2 weeks in winter. Peace lilies look terrific and are easy to care for. They like a well-lit room but not direct sunlight, and they respond well to watering when limp, so are difficult to kill. The perfect living gift. And then the last are poinsettias, the classic Christmas present with their festive red flowers adding Christmas cheer. These plants are a member of the Euphorbia family, so be warned the white sticky sap can be an irritant to the skin. Plant it in a sunny spot and cut it back hard in spring for compact new growth.
Excellent. Thanks for that. Well, from plants, we're going to go to finance now. And this one says rate cut is a hit to retiree battlers. And this was on the 3rd of July from the Telegraph. Retirees with a small nest egg are the biggest losers from the Reserve Bank's second straight interest rate cut. It's gone down to an historic 1%. Saving deposit interest rates, 0.25%. This leaves pensioners suffering with the lowest savings rate in a lifetime. Now, AMP Chief Capital Economist Shane Oliver says, assuming banks cut their rates by 0.25%, it will take deposit rates then to the lowest since the mid-1950s. And the headline, that's the standard variable mortgage rates, to their lowest since the 1950s as well. Although many mortgage rates are already at record lows. He said people who have saved for retirement and have, say, $100,000 in the bank would get $256 a year less. This is according to analysis from Finder.com. It's based on the average income rate of the top 15 savings accounts. They're falling from 2.69% to 2.44%. Now, what this means, across the board, the nation's savers would take a $2.8 billion hit in interest. This is interest that's earned on $1.12 trillion in deposits. Less wealthy retirees are the most likely to have all their savings in low-risk investments. This is like interest-earning bank accounts, and it makes them the most exposed to losses when the banks pass on the cash rate and cut their savings account rates. Mr. Oliver said, if you are an older person who does not have a lot of super or savings, the bulk of that will be in deposits. Someone who has $100,000, right? They're going to have most of their savings in bank deposits. That's because they cannot afford to lose any of it. They cannot afford to take the risk. He said wealthier retirees were more likely to have investments in other assets, such as shares. Well, the Reserve Bank Australia's rate cut last month and the May election have provided a boost to shares. The Australian market is up 4% since the election. The website, finder.com, the analyst there, Graham Cook, said many banks had been squeezing savers on interest rates, deposits and official cash rates. They remained unchanged until last month at 1.5%. The basic savings rate has halved to 0.8% since August 2016. You can see regular savings products becoming pretty useless, Mr. Cook said. The Big Four banks recently announced changes to their standard savings and account interest rates. ANZ passed on the full rate cut to home borrowers after being admonished by the Treasurer. They were admonished by Jos Frydenberg for failing to do so after the June Reserve Bank rate cut. The other big banks did not follow suit. All lowered their rates by less than 2.5%. Commonwealth Bank and NAB both by only 1.9%, and Westpac by just 2%. Now, that article there was a bit complicated and had lots of figures and statistics, but basically it says the budget is not, and the rate lowering is not good for retiring battlers, and be expecting to receive about close to $300 less in interest this year. You're listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network.
Well, Dave, I think it's a good idea if we continue talking about finance, because there's another interesting article. This one was in the Sydney Morning Herald on the 26th of June.
It is a most important topic.
Well, this one, are you stumbling towards a retirement precipice? It's written by Melissa Brown, and Melissa Brown is CEO of A&TA and The Money Bear and author of Un-F, Your Finances, CK. Melissa Brown writes, it's hard enough to get people excited about their personal finances, never mind superannuation and retirement. The problem is we should. That's because too many people, particularly women, are stumbling towards retirement only to find out when they get there it is not going to be a financially pretty. Women still retire with about 42% less super than men, and the fastest growing cohort of homeless people in Australia is single, older women. With an estimated 40% of women potentially looking at living in poverty, it's madness not to start thinking about your super earlier while you still can. Here's a few things you can do today that can help secure your financial future. These often simple, no-cost or very low-cost initiatives also involve only a small amount of time to set up. You might have two part-time jobs and are unaware that your employers are contributing to two separate funds. Or perhaps you had a stack of casual jobs and your many super funds, unbeknown to you, still exist. It's easier than ever before to roll over your superannuation balances into one fund, which saves each fund from being eaten up by fees. Plus, from July 1, if you have an inactive fund that isn't receiving a contribution, your insurance may be stopped. All you need to do is register for the Australian Taxation Office's online services via your MyGov account to find out how many super accounts you have and how to roll them over into one. Check your investment option. If you're in your 20s, you might want your super to be invested more aggressively. But if you haven't let your fund know this, it might have parked your cash in a conservative investment portfolio. It's a simple bit of administration to check your latest super statement or jump online and log into your fund to figure out what investment option you're invested in and choose one that's right for your stage in life. Round up to super. You have probably heard of the ability to round up your spending to your savings account, but did you know that you can also do it to your super fund? Apps, such as Longevity, allow users to make small but frequent contributions to their super fund with their everyday spending. Users can automatically top up their super with a small percent extra, starting at 1%, whenever they purchase something through accounts that have been linked into the platform. It's a great way of contributing to super and keeping your fund active without realising you're doing it. Another initiative launching next month is Super Rewards. This platform will reward you by having the brands you shop with contribute to your super fund when you spend. Co-contribution. Particularly for low-income workers or unpaid workers, the co-contribution allows you to double the contributions you're paying to super up to $500. Even if you only contribute $100 for the year, the government will match your contribution with another $100. So that was Are You Stumbling Towards a Retirement Precipice? In the Sydney Morning Herald, written by Melissa Brown.
Virginia, thanks for that. And it is a most important subject. And what you're saying there, it's even more important for ladies to be checking their super.
It is indeed.
Because they retire with less.
That's yeah. right. They have, over the years, not really worried about their super sufficiently. Mm. And if you haven't got super, you're back in the bank and you're losing money on the interest rates.
Exactly.
Not good.
Us old blokes, we say it's not easy being a bloke, but on that aspect, it just might be with superannuation. Thanks for that. You're with Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Well, we're going to stay in the financial vein for just a few moments more. Take back your super, this one is. The Australian Taxation is holding more than $4 billion in unclaimed accounts. Millions of low-balance superannuation accounts will be given the Australian Taxation Office in coming months. This is if account holders fail to reclaim their untouched money. Now, this article comes from the Sydney Telly on Friday, the 28th of June. Latest tax office figures show they hold more than $5 billion in 5.52 million unclaimed super accounts. From July the 1st, super funds must hand over dominant accounts to the tax office. These are ones with balances below $6,000 and ones that have not received any contributions within the last 16 months. Now, Australians are being urged to take urgent action to claw back their low balance accounts. Funds have until October the 31st to transfer all these accounts to the tax office. The tax office then has 28 days to try and reunite the unclaimed accounts with the person. Otherwise, they will hold onto the account until it is claimed back. Superfund exit fees, which can cost hundreds of dollars, are also being banned from July the 1st. This will be in a move that makes it cheaper and more enticing for members to switch. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia's Chief Policy Office, Graham McKay, has urged all Australians to visit MyGov. He says, check it out and see if there's any missing active accounts. That's simply MyGov. We'll say that again at the end. He said, we encourage anyone to check their super account and consider consolidating it. Consolidate your accounts, where appropriate, as soon as possible. He said there are several ways to do this, as we mentioned, MyGov, or you can visit your Active Super Fund and ask them to do it for you. The nation's largest super fund, Australian Super Group Executive of Product, Brand and Reputation, Paul Schroeder, said the past 6 weeks had been reuniting members with unclaimed accounts. He said, "We've sent letters to over 220,000 members. More than 16,000 have responded and relating to their accounts." The Tax Office Assistant Commissioner, Graham White, said Australians could be reunited with their funds by consolidating money into a person's account. That's if they can find you. He said, "Where we are unable to find an account to transfer money, we will hold it for you. If we hold your super, you can claim it from us at any time."
Another article that might help people from losing money. This one comes from the Seniors Card Newsletter, July 2019, and it talks monthly average losses to NBM scams almost triple in 2019. Australians are losing more money to NBM scams and reported losses in 2019 already higher than the total of last year's losses. Consumers lost an average of more than $110,000 each month between January and May this year, compared with around $38,500 in monthly average losses throughout 2018, an increase of nearly 300%. People aged over 65 are particularly vulnerable, making the most reports and losing more than $330,000 this year. That's more than 60% of the current losses, ACCC Acting Chair Delia Rickard said. Scammers are increasingly using trusted brands like NBN to trick unsuspecting consumers into parting with their money or personal information. Common types of NBN scams include someone pretending to be from NBN Co. or an internet provider calls a victim and claims there is a problem with their phone or internet connection which requires remote access to fix. The scammer can then install malware or steal valuable personal information, including banking details. Scammers pretending to be NBN attempting to sell NBN services often add a discount or equipment to you over the phone. Scammers may also call or visit people at their homes to sign them up to the NBN, get them a better deal or test the speed of their connection. They may ask people to provide personal details such as their name, address, date of birth, Medicare number, or ask for payment through gift cards. Scammers calling you during a blackout, offering you the ability to stay connected during a blackout for an extra fee. It's important to remember NBN Co. is a wholesale-only company and does not sell services directly to customers. We will never make unsolicited calls or door knock to sell broadband services to the public. People need to contact their preferred phone and internet service provider to make the switch, NBN Co. Chief Security Officer Darren Kane said. We will never request remote access to a resident's computer and we will never make unsolicited requests for payment or financial information. If someone claiming to work for the NBN tries to sell you an internet or phone service and you are unsure, ask for their details, hang up, and call your service provider to check if they're legitimate. Do a Google search or check the phone book to get your service provider's number. Don't use contact details provided by the salesperson, Ms. Rickard said. Never give an unsolicited caller remote access to your computer. Never give out your personal credit card or online account details to anyone you don't know, in person or over the phone, unless you made the contact. It's important to know that NBN does not make automated calls to tell you that you will be disconnected. If you get a call like this, just hang up. If you think a scammer has gained access to your personal information, such as bank account details, contact your financial institution immediately. There's more information about NBM scams available online, and that was from the Seniors Card newsletter of July 2019. Optimal Life is sponsored by Seniors Rights Service, who provide legal advocacy and education assistance. Now, if you have any issues with scamming, or you think you've been scammed, or you need to talk to somebody about it, your rights, your voice, you can contact Seniors Rights Service on 1800 424 0799. That's 1800 424 0799, the Seniors Rights Service. Now, we've been talking about loss rather a lot today.
We certainly have.
But I think that this one is quite a positive loss, because this is the weight loss in old age.
And I can assure you there's interest in this one.
The cons outweigh the pros. Now, this article is written by Rudy Bartel and Carolyn Bunny, who are from the Central Coast Local Health District. So we can trust this absolutely. So if you are an older person and have been told you are overweight or obese, should you try to lose weight? Keep in mind that with aging, changes in health may occur. Multiple medications may be needed, and there may be loss of appetite. Because of these things, older people have an increased risk of being undernourished and losing muscle mass. Muscle loss occurs gradually over a lifetime. From the late 20s, muscle is lost at a rate of about 1% a year. Anything that hastens muscle loss in older people increases the risk of frailty, the likelihood of falls, and the loss of independence. Because of this weight loss, guidelines for older people are different to those for younger people. Body mass index, BMI, is a measurement used to determine whether someone is over or underweight. BMI indicates if you are in a healthy weight range for your height. A healthy BMI for people under 70 years is 20 to 25. For people 70 and over, it's 23 to 30. For example, for a 6-foot-tall younger person, a healthy weight range is 69 to 83 kilograms. For a 6-foot-tall person who's aged 70 or over, a weight range of 77 to 100 kilograms is acceptable. If you have been told that you are overweight and you are aged over 70, you might want to check which BMI range has been used. Being overweight has not been found to increase mortality in older people. There's an increased risk of morbidity, that's illness, and mortality for older people who have a BMI at the lower end of the scale. A BMI of less than 23 increases the risk of mortality in older people. Weight loss programs for older people must aim to preserve muscle mass. A gradual weight loss involving 3 sessions a week of progressive resistance training, along with adequate protein intake, are key ingredients for weight loss. According to the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine, weight loss should never be recommended for older people purely because of their BMI or waist measurement. Weight loss should only be recommended when an assessment has determined that there is likely to be health benefit to the individual.
That is fantastic, Virginia. Now listen to this. Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, weight is now over. There's a new drug to help combat obesity, and it's now approved for use in Australia. It appears that the head of the Monash Biomedicine Discovery Institute Department of Physiology, Michael Cowley, said it's available. It's called Contrave. It was intended to be used alongside a reduced calorie diet and increased exercise. The pill affects the nervous system. It does this by both suppressing appetite and reducing food cravings. Now, it's been shown in clinical trials to help people lose an average of 5% of their body weight. Almost 28% of adults are obese. Now, this is interesting.
That is very interesting. But, you know, you could get very confused if you're already taking different medications for different things and then you add this one.
Mm.
It might be very confusing.
Well, I'd certainly check on this. It's called Contrave. And the fellow was at the discovery department. It was at the physiology unit of the Monash University.
Oh, Monash University can always be trusted.
They can. And just before we go now, a small piece of trivia to finish off with. Why do men's clothes have buttons on the right, while women's clothes have their buttons on the left? The reason is, when buttons were invented, they were very expensive and worn primarily by the rich. Now, since most people are right-handed, it's easier to push the buttons on the right through the holes on the left. However, as wealthy women were dressed by maids, dressmakers put the buttons on the maids' right. And that's where the women's buttons have remained ever since. Well, that's all we've got time for in our program today, Virginia. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Dave. It just so goes so very quickly.
It does, but boy, some interesting topics
very
today.
Very interesting and very important stuff, that financial
certainly is. And weight loss, of course. I think that's most important too.
I think it's the money that matters more.
Virginia, well, probably next time when you come in contact with us, you'll have been halfway around the world, so
possibly.
Enjoy your travels. We'll look forward to catching up with you then.
All right. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And you've been listening to Optimal Life on the RPH Network. Hope you've enjoyed the program, and we look forward to your company again soon. Bye now.